Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you, so give me a holler. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, as always, I implore you, you know, I'm like begging you, if you don't want to call me, I get it. Email the brother, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I take all of that. Love to hear from you. Also, social network with me. If you have Facebook, you can go to my Smooth Drama group. Add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk a taste on it. Also, just anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add your boy, and I'll friend you back, and we can talk about this and that from sneakers to hats, because, of course, I want to hear from you. And, you know, tonight is a very, very special night, because every night is special. I don't know. In the meantime, in between time, man, I got this. I'm being low key tonight for some reason. I don't know. Watermelon. This is what I want to talk about. I mean, there are a lot of important things that you can talk about in the world that's going on. But apparently, Good Morning America had a guest who was trying to break the record of watermelons cut open with his hand. The record was 41, and he busted 42 with his open hand to become the record, the new record holder. Because I know that y'all wanted to hear about that. Nobody wanted to hear about anything. You wanted to hear about that. Because now you know there's a new record holder for the most watermelons cut open with your hand. Because I know I woke up and I thought, man, is somebody going to break that record today? So now we just know. It's over. Pop! Pop, 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 pop. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. I have no idea. But I am. And it actually, I don't know if it's funny or not funny. Yeah, it's weird. So I'm going to move on to something else. Dates. And I know people go on dates all the time. And I know ladies in particular, y'all are particular about taking a dump at a man's house or doing the number two. So In that situation, and I know some of you ladies have thought about it, like, oh my God, what if I'm in that situation and I gotta use the bathroom really, really bad? Do you use the bathroom at the guy's house? Well, there's this woman had a dinner with a guy that she met, and so he invited her over to the house for the drink and to watch a documentary about Scientology. I know. That's weird, right? I'm inviting you over not to watch a documentary on Scientology. Maybe that's white people. That's how they set the mood. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying. Scientology, the documentary. Yeah. That's going to make the panties come right off. Anyway, she went to use the bathroom, and she had to drop it like it was hot. It was there. Unfortunately for her, and I'm guessing that this is the lady's worst nightmare ever, toilet wouldn't flush, and you done dropped it. So what she said, she went in, and she got toilet paper, and she pulled it out and try to throw it out the window. Only thing is, homie don't have an open window. It's just another non-opening glazed window. So it's like she just threw it out there and bam. It was still there. And she had to admit that to homie. Now, I know that, I mean, I'm thinking that's everybody's worst nightmare. You're on a date, and it's like you start talking about you're on the first date, and something like that happens. What do you do? You're like, no. I mean, and, you know, some people can drop it like it's hot. You know, I got homies that I don't know if they do it with their dates, but it's like they'll come over to my crib, and it's on. It's like, you know, yo, can I use your bathroom? Like, hell no, man. Come on. You go in the backyard or something with the cats. You know. Because, you know, you got that homie that's like, yeah, don't go in the bathroom for a while, homie. I sprayed, but it ain't enough. It's that kind of homie. And you know that they probably making it happen on their first days too. Okay, do you care? But why am I talking about this? I don't know. It's one of those things. I'm just stuck talking about things that I probably shouldn't even be talking about. I should be talking about something like really, really important. You know, I mean, because there are a lot of things that are going on in the world, right? You know, Donald Trump got his thing that he's fighting for, the ban. So while all that's happening, they're probably stealing some stuff on the other side of the world. Different laws being passed that screw the common man over. Yeah. But to me, not even important. What was important to me? And it's something that was near and dear to my heart, broke my heart. Mojo Jojo. Not Mojo Jojo, but the Powerpuff Girls. They are adding a fourth member. Now, I want to tell you that this was something that was close to my heart. Not because I watch the Powerpuff Girls anymore, because I really don't, because they de-emphasize Mojo Jojo and use the other people. No Mojo Jojo. No Smooth Drama. But anyway, they're adding a fourth Powerpuff Girl. Apparently, she's going to be purple. So I guess to honor Prince, they made him into a Powerpuff Girl. So like Powerpuff Girl be transgender, maybe. I don't know. I'm just playing. It's purple, right? Prince died, so they fourth Powerpuff Girl. If you're into that kind of thing. I mean, I used to watch Powerpuff Girls. Why, I don't know. What I got out of it, I don't know. I just know that, hey, it was a cool cartoon. Mojo Jojo. Mojo Jojo. He was just great for no reason whatsoever also. Just because you talk funny. And that's it. It's over. Because once they change your favorite cartoon, ain't it kind of over with? Not that that was my favorite cartoon. Maybe I'm just talking in contradictions tonight. I don't know. I'm like stuck. I'm in contradiction mode. That they gonna break out the they breaking it up. No more three is the magic number. They have four Powerpuff Girls. Now some folks would say, you don't give about the Powerpuff Girls. We don't care about Mojo Jojo. And we don't care that there's a fourth Powerpuff Girl that is purple. But hey, suck it up. It's a nerd's world now. And we care. I care. Even if you don't care. Now, speculation. I'm going to speculate because the Powerpuff Girls are, they're all white. I'm thinking they might bust out and make it a quote-unquote minority Powerpuff Girl. I'm just saying. Racist white dudes all over the United States, they'll be in arms like, oh, you made a Powerpuff Girl black. Anyway. Why am I making this into a racial issue? It's a Powerpuff Girl. I'm done. That's all I got. Show's over. How much time I got left? I got like 48 minutes left. Mr. F the N-word, I'm out. Peace. No. I can't leave yet. I got time. Okay, fine. I guess what I'll do is I'll just dump. Just jump into the dumbass of the week. Always got to get that last one in. Because if you don't get that last one in, it's not working right, right? It just don't feel right. Anyway. Dumbass of the week is actually dumbasses of the week. Five nurses at a Denver Health Medical Center were suspended for 3 weeks after they admired a man's genitals, both while he was incapacitated at the hospital and after he died. Yes. They were looking, I mean, the dude is like hanging on for dear life, and they staring at his dick. They're staring at his dick. Man is dying. And they're like, oh my God, girl, his dick is so big. Look at his balls. It's like, it's like, really? And to make it worse, he dies a little bit later on. And apparently the nurses opened up the body bag to view his dick again. They opened up the body bag to look at his dick again. It's like, come on, man. Dude died on your watch, and y'all, I mean, you're staring at his dick. I mean, act like you've seen dick before. It's like you can, there's live dick anywhere. I'm guessing wherever they are in Denver, there's a lot of live dick. It's everywhere. And if you want some size, now I'm not gonna stereotype and say that all black men are packing. I'm just saying, statistically speaking, not that they keep statistics of those things, because it's true. I would say probably like 90% of the time, but not that I would know because I'm not going around measuring men's dicks, no homo. But just saying, they don't have statistics. We have statistics for everything, but not that. Why? So I'm proposing to my listeners. Before I get back on this story, as a side note, y'all should do research. Y'all should come up. I challenged my listeners, my correspondents who are listening. Hey, come up with some way to measure against others. Just statistically speaking. Maybe even like find somebody, make an app. Not that I know how to make apps, even though I kind of do. But you get the statistics and measure your junk, the app, with the statistics in it. That would be a contribution to society. Why, I don't know. It's just... Anyway, yeah. Their dude is dead, and they're staring at his dick. And talking about it so much that another nurse reported, like, well, damn, I mean, is this what we're doing? We're staring at that dead dick? Anyway. See, I'll say this. If you want to see some live dick, my former guest and a friend of the show, Raj Hills. He probably would show his. Hell, he takes everything else off. It's like I'm not going to none of his shows. I've seen the videos. He's ripping his shit off. It's like, come on, homie, stop that shit. Anyway, I'm going on break. This is Raj Hills. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah, I love poverty. Your life may get hard, I understand. I know it's always a brighter day. Turn the crowd to one. You don't gotta worry. Heaven got a ghetto, got a good bed. No pain, no tears, no death, just peace. No color, just a go to it, now she's free. Yeah, we know free, not free. And a world full of hate, lies and greed. Racism, devilish, trying to hide the weed. Burn churches, kill man, God's enemy. I pray for the truth, I pray for the truth. I pray every day, I believe in you. Now you believe in you, I believe in me. Work hard, play hard, like a Wiz Khalifa. Dream machines on the road and street. Winners know if they fail, get up, bro. Complete. You can't hold me down, but your hands up in love. That's what life's about. Come on.
Life makes it too down. Turn that frown into a smile. Oh, don't worry, babe. You don't have to worry, babe. When it gets you down, oh.
Tell my family I'm so perfect, with your life being me. I'm kidding. You see me up. I'm kidding. You see me down. I'm kidding. You love what I'm about. From beginning to the end, from birth to transcend. When you look for the clouds for your family and friends, I smile for them now. Every man friend. So much life to live. So much joy to feel. How we overcome and we conquer here. The peaks in the valley, the sun and the rain. Enjoy life more because we all feel pain. Now what? Now one, two, move to the right. Now one, two, step to the left. Now, and into a lot. Come on.
Life makes it too down. Turn that frown into a smile. Oh, don't worry, babe. You don't have to worry, babe. When it gets you down, oh.
I'm like the moon to the night. No, I hide in my joy, that's right. I smile every day to a dual life. Right. My lips, my prison sound is bitter, my is rich. And I gotta go when it's dead. This time I get one life to live, one life to lead. Even if that mean everybody now please. People gon' hate you for whatever you do. So I'd rather be 100 and whatever I do. So I get that, turn it with my head back.
Turn that frown into a smile. Oh, don't worry, babe. You don't have to worry, babe.
326-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Oh, and hell, I'm just going to jump right into it. You know I'm a hater. And you know, I always have a hater of the week. I got a special hater of the week. And you know, I'm just going institutional. I'm not going individuals. I'm just going whole groups.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Who am I hating on this week? None other than Apple. You know, they're coming out with their iPhone 8. And by itself, the iPhone 8 is like whatever. Because there's seven other models before it, right? It's like, oh, it's another iPhone coming out. This time, they have the 24 karat gold iPhone 8. Available for pre-order, $3,400. with an additional $1,000, you can have it covered in diamonds. Now, is that worth hate? Some folks will say, nah, you tripping. But remember, I'm a conspiracy theorist, and I always look at the meaning behind the meaning, like the why. Why is there a 24-karat gold iPhone, and with that additional $1,000, you can have diamonds covered? You have a diamond-covered phone. On the surface, it's just like, hey, flossing on you bitches. It's like you got the chick. She just, my pussy don't stay. Anyway. I said that. but what happens is, okay, conspiracy theorist that I am, we know 9 times out of 10 that's the ghetto fabulous phone. There'll be some anomaly. It may even be a celebrity, Kardashian, one of them, who will have this phone and just be on TV on their reality shows just flashing it like, yeah, I got one. Yeah, I got one. You know, Kanye make the song for her in the background and she'll rap just by saying, I got a phone. Leave me alone. I got a phone. Anyway, why do I say conspiracy theory? Because, hey, if you have a 24-karat gold phone, 9 times out of 10, somebody is going to be trying to whoop on your ass to take that phone from you. I mean, I think we can come to a consensus on that. $3,400 gold carat phone, the chances of your ass getting beat for your phone rises dramatically, right? Now, you add another $1,000, and the odds for the ass whooping go from this right here to you don't even see it on the screen no more if you're watching. Why? Because it's got the gold and the diamonds. So automatically, you are inviting the ass whooping to you. Whereas before you got an iPhone, it's like maybe or maybe not. Because it's just a regular iPhone. It's just a phone. So you just break out your phone like, yeah, I got a phone. You know, whatever. Now, you bust out with the shiny gold phone with the shiny diamonds on it. You got fools thinking, I'm going to come up by busting his or her ass and taking their phone. 9 times out of 10, who is going to have that phone? It won't be me. I'm a square. I'm a nerd. I don't care about stuff like that. I'm not flashing. I mean, if I'm flashing some damn comic book, you know, I mean, I've always bragged that, you know, my house is like a thief's nightmare. As a matter of fact, I remember my house was broken into a few years back. They passed up all my books. Granted, the books are worth more than everything in the goddamn house. They passed the books up. And when I say the books, I'm talking about my comics, whatnot. Because regular books, people don't give a shit about that. But the comics are worth a whole lot of money. My comic book collection, not that I would tell any of y'all where I live now, because you might be trying to steal my comic book collection because you're haters. Comic book collection, woo, it's all right. Pass it up, though. So I go back to what I'm saying. People will hurt you for the shiny phone and the shiny phone with the rocks on it, the shiny rocks. That's what I call it. I mean, just go in the diamonds. You got that shiny, the shiny rock. Ooh, shiny rocks. I mean, because you just see, like, if we talk about the progenitors of ignorance, caveman, Neanderthal man, Cro-Magnon man, whichever, and they're just like, ooh, shiny rock. Me like shiny rock. And they're like hoarding shiny rocks that don't mean nothing. You can't eat it. And I know it's sacrilege. I'm talking about gold and diamonds and all this other stuff. And a lot of folks subscribe a lot of value to this stuff. I mean, that's how you decide whether or not something is valuable, right? Because you look at it and say, that's valuable. Like I say, my comics are valuable because there's somebody who says, hey, for that book, I will pay such and such amount of dollars. They assign that value to it. And when any of my books are outrageously assigned a value, trust, I will sell them in a heartbeat. But I digress. My point is, conspiracy theorists, powers that be, how do you get folks to fucking each other up? Yeah. Because you got all these protests, Black Lives Matter, and all the different folks. So you figure, what am I going to do to break this up? I got it. How do I got it? Is that a correct phrase? Anyway, I got it. You just make the gold-plated phone with the diamonds on it. Guaranteed to get some folks getting their ass whooped, like the Jordans, getting their ass whooped and getting killed for their shiny ass phone. Just saying. Am I wrong? I could be. But we'll just see. We'll see when this thing comes out and folks are out in the streets with them. And we'll just follow, because y'all remember I said this. I said this September 7th. It's a day that's going to live in infamy. Anyway, it's going to live in infamy. Remember, Mr. F. the N-Word from Smooth Drama said, September 7th, 2017, it's going to be jacked up. It's going to be really, really messed up. And folks are going to get their heads cracked wide open for these stupid phones. Gold-plated, shiny phones. And speaking of hate and stupid things that have happened, I know a lot of you know about NFL player Michael Bennett. If you don't know who Michael Bennett is, he is one of the first brothers who came out in support of Colin Kaepernick. He plays for the Seattle Seahawks, and he's been an out-and-out activist, and he's the one who called for the white players to come out. And remember, I ridiculed that. Well, I didn't ridicule it. I just said, yeah, I'm going to hold my breath and see how many white dudes come out. And then, of course, three of them came out in that weekend, to which I bow down. I bow down to him, right? I mean, I was on the show. I was like, it happened. Now, those white dudes probably, SOL, shit out of luck in their neighborhood, because they, you know, the cops is looking at them like, I'm gonna arrest your wife or your girlfriend for speeding every time she come out the house. But that's a whole nother story. Point is, he was at the Floyd Mayweather Conor McGregor fight, and apparently there was shooting at a casino. He said he was heading back to the hotel, and he heard gunshots. And, you know, like most folks, people start running for safety. And then the cops stopped him. And according to his words, he said, for doing nothing more than simply being a black man in the wrong place at the wrong time. He said he was laid on the ground, complying with the commands to not move. And the policeman placed his gun near his head and warned that if I moved, he would blow my fucking head off. He said he was terrified and confused. And at that point, a second officer forcefully jammed his knee into Michael Bennett's back, making it difficult for him to breathe. Then they handcuffed his wrists so tight, as he said, that my fingers went numb. He said he feared for his wife, his life, and, you know, that he's going to die because of his skin color. And he's a father of three, and he wasn't sure whether or not he was going to see his wife or his kids any longer. he's like, hey, you know, I'm an NFL player, Michael Bennett. They ignored him, and they got him down there, realized he wasn't no thug, just or ordinary black man. He's an NFL star. They're like, doesn't matter. And then they released him without giving him a reason. Now, what happens is this. They go ahead and, you know, first, the police chief denies Michael Bennett's claim of racial profiling and brutality. the police chief, MacMahill, deemed Bennett's action suspicious. According to police, he had crouched down behind the gaming machine at the Cromwell Casino and then run out the doors and into traffic when they approached. And I quote them, MacMahill said, due to Bennett's actions and the information the officers had at the time, they believed that Bennett may have been involved in the shooting and they gave chase. Bennett was placed in handcuffs and detained while officers determined whether or not he was involved in the incident. Now, We started off by saying, like the ghetto girl said, nah. Nah. We start off by saying, hey, there was a shooting. There was a shooting. So most black folks, we do not look to see, hey, who's shooting? We duck our heads because bullets don't, you know, they don't have a name. They don't care who they hit and go through or stay lodged in. They just hit, they're just doing their thing. So, of course, he is crouching down behind something and then running when he heard shots. That's what everyone does. Well, most folks. You know, you may have some idiots that are like, well, what's going on? Let me see what's happening. And you get your head blown off. Most folks know when you hear pow, 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 hit the ground. Hitting the ground. But hey, according to the police, ducking when you're hearing bullets and running, ducking and running when you hear bullets flying, that's just not, that's not normal. It's just, it's outrageously ridiculous. Because, I mean, who, you know, who ducks when bullets are flying? You see, this is what we talk about. I'm not even talking about the whole equality thing and black folks not wanting to be shot by the police, wanting to be treated equally, not being harassed and treated like criminals. It's just the fact that when white folks and these police who support that agenda come out and say, they say stuff that makes no sense whatsoever. A man ducking bullets is an unnatural reaction. Yeah. A man ducking bullets is and running is an unnatural reaction. Nah, that's suspicious. Yeah. To people who do not have bulletproof vests and helmets on, apparently that is suspicious. Because if you have bulletproof vest on and a helmet, you're probably not running because you're like, ting, ting, it's going to bounce off, right? We're not quite afforded that luxury. And I'm guessing at that particular point in time, Michael Bennett didn't have a vest on or a helmet. Just an educated guess. So he did what, once again, what smart people would do and unsmart people would not do. He ducked and ran. Yeah. Now, to make matters worse, not only did they say, hey, you know what? Hello, Suzette. Didn't say, hey, you know what? We were wrong. And, you know, we apologize to Mr. Bennett. No. They wrote a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. And in the letter, they allege that Bennett made false accusations against Las Vegas police and asked the league to conduct an investigation and take appropriate action. Now, NFL spokesman Brian McCarthy wrote in response, there is no allegation of a violation of the league's personal conduct policy, and therefore there is no basis for an NFL investigation. And earlier, NFL players executive director DeMarie Smith voiced a similar response. There are no grounds for the NFL to investigate our union rep, and I look forward to Roger confirming the same. Because basically, if you don't commit a crime and you're trying not to get shot, you are a criminal in Las Vegas. Just in case, because I know a lot of people moving to Vegas, but just in case you didn't know, in Las Vegas, if you're not committing a crime and you get arrested by the police and harassed, you apparently are a bad person because you're mad. If you protest it, you're mad at being a victim of police brutality, and that's just criminal. Bizarre world, and I always say bizarre world, and this is what happens. And on that note, I need a break. This is Odyssey on Appeal.
Analysis, but just no thrill. I'm off the chain. Been that way, slaves and played from 93 to in infinity, inflated in ways that's etched in stone. The age where we market ourselves, I'm still all about the music. I don't monitor the plays, I don't monitor the hits, and I don't monitor the clicks. I monitor the snare from in the bottom of the pit. Is anybody left to still fuck with this true shit? Well, let me hear you scream over top of this cool shit. Yo, shit so real. Let no one was saying, but I'ma go this field. Living in the moment, got a hope to steal. But the feeling in itself, got it so appeal. I'm attracted to the lights of the distance. The closer that I get, and the brighter my wish gets. Excited by the risk and the chances I'm taking. I'm sure what I'm putting my faith in. And I'ma be alright.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Odyssey on Appeal. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. And as always, we get down the stretch here. I always got to talk about the Groundhog Day. That thing that happens again and 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 again. It just doesn't stop. It's sort of like going 10 divided by 3, and it's just like 3. Anyway, it's a weird thought. Groundhog Day. Y'all know what time it is. I think. At least I do.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what is that shit that happened again? Actually, it was something refreshing. We've gone back to the good old days of people just saying what they're about. I mean, this past year has been kind of refreshing, right? You don't have to guess. It's like they would leave you clues and you would try to figure out who was racist or not. Now that shit, we don't even need clues no more. It's just like I'm saying it. Like, candidate for mayor in North Carolina. Kimberly Page Barnett, she suggested that next week the voters should pick her because she's Republican and smart and white and traditional. Now, Republican and smart, okay, whatever, that's up for debate. She said white and traditional, like, you know what? I'm falling behind. I am far behind in the polls. I need to appeal to these white folks. Look, I'm smart and white and traditional, i.e. meaning, look, if you want to keep these fucking statues of our racist heroes up, vote for me. I got your back. That's what she was kind of saying. I'm traditional. I'm white and traditional. Like, just in case you didn't know, I know you're looking at Kimberly Page Barnett and you're thinking, oh, she might not be white. And so she wanted to clear that up. Look, you go to she took it off her Facebook page, though. But, you know, there's still a screenshot of it. But she's like, she put it out there, hey, I'm white. You should vote for me because I'm white. That's it. I'm smart and I'm white. Because that's the only qualifications you need, according to old Kimberly. Oh, Kimberly. Groundhog Day. You know, vote for me and I'll set you free. At least that used to be the lie to black folks. But now, you know, white folks are just putting it out there. I'm traditional. meaning like back in the day, how we used to have making America great again type talk. I'm white. I got your back, North Carolinian, Carolinian. Is that what it is? I don't know. I don't really care. But the point is, she put it out there. You know, and I mean, it's refreshing, actually. You know, that's that old Groundhog Day. Look, I am a motherfucking racist. And I want the whole city of Charlotte, North Carolina to know it. Put it out there. Look, vote for me. I'm going to take care of you white people. Because I'm white and traditional. That's her message. A refreshing one, actually. So if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, and she wins, hey, on the mayoral local level, that just means that y'all not handling your business and you're not controlling the so-called politics that you can control to an extent on the local level. Just saying. Folks like that win. You can't say, especially when you start talking about a place that may or may not allegedly be diverse enough to overcome ignorant folks voting and splitting the vote. Anyway, in speaking of the so-called diversity, lack of diversity, whatnot, I talk about being a conspiracy theorist. Yeah. So I will see some conspiracies where others may not see it or even comprehend that it would exist in that form, because not that I'm saying that I'm this super visionary, whatever. I like to go into what is the context of things. For example, there's this war photographer who was revealed to be a fraud after scamming the media and his so-called fans. Some dude, Eduardo Martinez, apparently he's a world-famous photographer that worked for the United Nations, allegedly. Unfortunately, they found that the images that was passed off as Martine's face were of a surfer, Hepworth Povey, and that he had inserted Hepworth Povey into dozens of photographs depicting war zones. And the surfer, Hepworth Posey, told BBC Brazil that it's crazy that some random guy decided to use my image among so many options across the internet. I mean, yeah, that's kind of, they just pick somebody that folks would think would be an Eduardo Martins and let that go. Said that he doctored the pictures, inverting and retouching them so they become unsearchable, and then shared them on the Eduardo Martins account. Images taking place in Gaza, Iraq, Syria. They were picked up by Getty Images, The Wall Street Journal, Le Monde, Al Jazeera, Dutch Well, and other outlets. Now, let's think about that for a second. This is an individual who no one knows the real identity. And he is doctoring pictures. He's using the pictures of a surfer. Now, it's harmless, right? Except for he supposedly works for the UN. And he has pictures that he's taken from all over the place that he was putting this individual, the surfer, in. Now, was he at these war zones? I don't know. The point is that you can have situations like in his pictures were deemed and made legitimate because they were picked up by Getty Images, the Wall Street Journal, Le Monde, Al Jazeera, Dutch Well, and other outlets. See how that works? You're not real, but you doctor some things and you put it out there, and then legitimate organizations pick up your doctored pictures. And boom, is legitimate, even though this is a fake account. Eduardo Martins does not exist. So technically, a lot of the stories that Eduardo Martins covered and that the Wall Street Journal based their information on, validating their stories using these pictures, was false. So if the pictures are false, are the stories falsehoods also? That is the question. What is the answer? Now, some people can say, hey, honest mistake. You know, these big media outlets, they were duped, whatnot, unknowingly. But I started off by saying conspiracy theorists, right? It's conceivable that they could have been in on the fraud too. Kind of, sort of, maybe. I don't know. But, I mean, I ask you, listener, what you think. I mean, do you think that that they don't know? They had no clue? It's up in the air. You know what I think? I'm like, they're complicit. Elaborate conspiracy? Who knows? Being that most of the media outlets are controlled by the same people, owned by the same people, I can see it, but can you? I don't know. Case in point, something that's not related, but related. People know model Lupita Nyong'o. She was just recognized as being from Wakanda. Now, via Getty Images, by the way. She was recognized as being from Wakanda. Now, maybe only comic book nerds like me know this. Wakanda is not a real place. Wakanda is a fictional place that the Black Panther from Marvel Comics is born and raised in. He's the king of Wakanda, which is, and this is how you know it's fictional, a place in Africa that has never been conquered by white people. So you know it's fictional, right? But point is that they put that in the magazine, British Airways magazine, put that in there, saying that she was from Wakanda. Now think about it. There are a lot of people who are going to read that and ignorantly like, oh, Wakanda, and they'll be Googling Wakanda because people are stupid. Oh, where's Wakanda? I never heard of it because it's not a real place. And this is in a quote-unquote legitimate magazine. It means nothing, but it means something. You think about it. You know, on that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This was another smooth drama production. I'm out. Two fingers. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She
is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Drama.